Right, I'm delighted to say Joel Mellor joins me. I think second time we've had a chat this season. What do you make of that game today? The atmosphere was tremendous, wasn't it? You must have enjoyed it out there. Big, big win.
Yeah, it was. It's a massive win, isn't it? I think playing a team like St. Helens, you know, we're not going to go away. But I just think we were much better, probably from the start, really. And we had enough at the end to get it done.
It's a big win last week at Warrington. You know, me personally speaking, I thought that was our best performance of the season today. Some great tries, good engine from you in the middle. Did you get a bit of a whack in the? Do you have to go off for a head assessment today? Or?
Yeah, I went off for a HEI. It was just a bang on the back of the head. It was just one of them where you get a whack and you shake it off a bit. But they were on top of it. Took me off, just get it all tested, and yeah, I passed it easy enough to come straight back on. But yeah, it probably was as a total. I think the score swinging back in two and. An overall performance probably from like 1-17, I think, yeah, that might have been our best one. And I think there's a few to pick from. I think with our form at the minute, beating Warrington at Warrington and Saints at home, I think it's a good team to play in at the minute.
Composure at the end there, wasn't it? You know, the game was swinging left to right. How do you keep it that composed? You've got to keep calm, especially when the ball went out wide there. You went through a few pairs of hands for that try at the end. You know, how do you keep calm in a situation like that? I mean, you've got some good leaders on there working with you, haven't you?
I think it's just the trust in the people next to you. I think the talk is massive, especially coming down to the last 5 or 6 minutes and stuff like that. But yeah, talk, keep moving, just all the things people say to do. I think that's just what you got to do. But I think this team has got a lot of trust in each other. We don't get talked about a lot, and we're not bothered about that. We just keep going out there and doing our job, and the results are coming our way.
I've heard one or two people in the media call this a team of misfits. I think that's pretty disrespectful.
Yeah.
I think you've got some very, very good players in that side. Now, you know, you've played at a lot of clubs before. What do you make of the team spirit you guys have got? Teams are real togetherness with this group of players.
Yeah, I think it's... I can understand when people do say misfits, because there's a lot of us that are a good age now, aren't we? And it's a strain one, but we just do our job. There's nothing that comes with it. There's definitely no egos or anything like that. It's a team of just people that are willing to get up, go training, do a job, turn up for a game, play the game, go home, and we do our best and we'll get the results. And I feel that's what people see misfits, because we've come from all over and we've played for all different clubs. People think clubs that haven't wanted the players, but I think like Rolls and his coaching staff get the best out of us, and I think we work together as a team, and that's how you can keep doing. And luckily at the moment we're working that hard and we're getting these good wins and we're up there at the table.
When you say a good age, you must be like Peter Pan then, because you still look pretty young, don't you? So how are you going to go on this next week now? You've got a week off next week. Do you get a bit of time off now to recover, because surely that's going to play in your favour now?
I think it's massive for the way we're treated through the year, through the week as well. I think we do like day on, day off, because like I said, we're some of us at a good age and we're just looking after our bodies. So I think we've got 4 or 5 days off this week now, and because it's international weekend, and we're just going to rest up. People and do their own thing, but I know when we come back for the game against Hull in a few weeks, we'll be all ready to go, because we're all rested, which is the main thing.
How do you spend your rest time? Are you a golfer or anything like that?
No, I'm not, to be honest. I don't do much, to be honest. I just like sitting at home, and then yeah, when I'm ready to train, ready to play, I'm ready to go.
Don't blame you, mate. Thanks very much for speaking to us, and enjoy tonight, Joe.
Cheers. Thank you very much.